Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Washington State enacts net neutrality law in clash with FCC by Clint Finley. Washington Governor Jay Inslee on Monday signed the nation's first state law intended to protect net neutrality, setting up a potential legal battle with the Federal Communications Commission. The law bans broadband providers offering service in the state from blocking or throttling legal content or from offering fast lane access to companies willing to pay extra. The law doesn't stop providers from imposing data limits and doesn't address the practice of allowing certain content to bypass data limits, known as zero rating. The FCC attempted to preempt any such state laws when it voted to repeal its own net neutrality rules in December, setting up the potential legal clash. Legal experts are unsure how such a dispute will play out. The Washington bill enjoyed bipartisan support in the state legislature, with dozens of Republican lawmakers voting in favor of the new rules last month. The bill passed with a vote of 93-5 in the state House and 35-14 in the Senate. This is not a partisan issue, Norma Smith, a Republican who co-sponsored the bill in the House, said in a statement last month. This is about preserving a fair and free internet so all Washingtonians can participate equally in the 21st century economy. The governors of Montana, New York, New Jersey, Hawaii, and Vermont have signed executive orders banning state agencies from doing business with broadband providers that don't promise to uphold the principles of net neutrality. But Washington is the first state to pass rules that ban network discrimination. At least 25 other states are considering net neutrality bills, including California, Illinois, and New York. Both houses of Oregon's legislature have passed a bill that, like the executive orders, bans state agencies from doing business with broadband providers that don't follow net neutrality. Governor Kate Brown plans to sign it within 30 days. The FCC did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The agency's order repealing its net neutrality rules cites a long history of preempting state law. For example, in 2007, a federal court ruled that the FCC had the authority to block the state of Minnesota from regulating internet phone services like Vonage, the same way it regulates traditional landline phone services. But net neutrality advocates point to a 2016 federal court ruling that the Obama-era FCC didn't have the authority to preempt certain state laws concerning municipal broadband. Mark Martin, a former FCC staffer who's chair of law firm Perkins Coie's communications practice, says the law on preemption is unsettled, but he thinks the executive orders banning state agencies from doing business with non-neutral broadband providers are more likely to withstand legal challenges. I wonder if anyone will even fight it, Martin says. Meanwhile, net neutrality advocates are pushing a U.S. Senate proposal that would force the FCC to keep its net neutrality protections. The proposal has garnered the support of 50 senators, including every Senate Democrat, plus Senator Susan Collins, Republican Maine. But even if supporters of the proposal can get one more Republican senator to vote in favor of the proposal, it would still need to pass the House and be signed by President Trump. U.S. Representative Marsha Blackburn, Republican Tennessee, a longtime opponent of net neutrality rules, has proposed a bill that would ban broadband providers from blocking lawful content but would allow throttling and fast lanes, while banning states from passing their own net neutrality rules and curbing the FCC's authority over broadband.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.